Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is so that you can come to know and understand God, learn of the Bible, learn of things that are going on in the world, how that ties in with Bible prophecy, how these things affect our lives, and how you can establish a personal relationship with God in your own home. And as we have seen, that's where the early Christian church began. It began in the home. Now, we're going to see there are reasons why we have to have church at home today. And that's because as we look at what's happening in America and the United Kingdom today, the whole governmental structure, the religious structure, the educational structure, the financial structure, everything about our nations is falling down. We're burdened with debt. We're burdened with sin. We're burdened with crime. We're burdened with illegal immigrants. And why has this happened? It just didn't happen overnight. It happened because of things that were going on, things that were being taught, and things that people were not taught how to live their lives. And it's been going on because people have rejected God, turned their backs on God, want to have their own way, their own things, and if they are wanting to know about God, they want to have their own religion. Yes, they want to cling to the Bible, but make it irrelevant. They want to cling to God, but tell him, don't stick your nose in my business and tell me what to do, God. So what has this resulted in? It's resulted in the churches have become irrelevant. In other words, they are no longer a factor in helping to stabilize and bring morality to the nation. Now, Chuck Baldwin recently wrote an article entitled, Has the Church Become Irrelevant? So I'm going to read excerpts to you from an article entitled, Has the Church Become Irrelevant? By Chuck Baldwin. Very accurate, very good. So let's see what he has to say. America's Christian heritage is both rich and deep. What most historians and educators refuse to acknowledge, our forefathers clearly understood. It was mostly Christians and churches that formed, shaped the new land that became known as the United States of America. And we became the greatest nation in the world. Because when those who came on the Mayflower first landed, they were here because their most fervent desire was to have freedom to worship God according to the way the Bible tells them. They suffered religious persecution in England. They fled to Holland and finally over to America. And it was the churches during the colonial times which then inspired the successful war of independence and the subsequent prosperity that we have in America and the institutions that we have. And it was from the very beginning, America's Christians and pastors were intricately involved in the establishment and building of the Republic. Now you look at it today. You examine it today. You look at our colleges, you look at our schools, you look at our churches, you look at our institutions. They're no longer Christian. And the real reason that they're falling apart is because, as we will see later, it was a very flawed Christianity even from the beginning. And we'll cover that at a later time. But he writes, continuing, but what do we see today instead of the blood, sweat, and sacrifice and hard work that Americans have done for centuries? We see pastors and congregations who are, for the most part, totally ignorant of their own heritage and history. And ignorance runs further and deeper than what he claims. He's only going back to the beginning of the nation. But why, if you believe in God, did God bless us with this nation? And who are we as a people? The Anglo-Saxons, when we came from England, when we came from Northwest Europe. Why did we come here? Was there an unseen hand of God fulfilling prophecy? The answer is yes. And the truth of the matter is, which we'll save for another extended program, is that we are the descendants of the lost 10 tribes of the house of Israel. Now remember, there were two houses for the 12 tribes of Israel, the 10 tribes, the northern tribes of Israel, and the tribe of Judah, part of Benjamin and Levites, for the Jews. Now, I want to ask you to do this. Write this down, please. Our website for the Christian Biblical Church of God is cbcg.org. And on that site, you will find a downloadable book available for you at no cost called Judah Scepter, Joseph's Birthright. And that will give you the true history as to who we really are and why we became the greatest nation in the world and why the British Empire became the greatest empire, where it was said that the sun never set on the British Empire. And it will also show you in the Bible that there are things we need to learn from the Bible, and what is happening today that we are seeing and viewing and witnessing is the hand of God. Just like the hand of God brought us here, the hand of God is correcting us for ignoring Him, for turning our backs on Him, for rejecting Him, for not understanding who we are. Yet the information has been there all the time. They also have little understanding, continuing the article, of the principles of natural law, something America's founders knew almost by second nature. They seem to know next to nothing of the biblical principles of freedom and government, and we can add there, they know next to nothing about the real truth of the Bible. That's why Church at Home, so that you and your home, where you control the environment, you can turn off your television, you can turn off your radio, you can study the Word of God, you can seek. God says if you do, you'll find. And so we're going to help you seek the answers to these things. But today, Chuck Baldwin writes, as we look around and see what's in the world today, he said that we are ignoring the great examples and exhortations of both testaments. Today's Christians have lazily latched on to a modern-day divine right of kings philosophy through which they have become apathetic slaves of arrogant and pompous political wolves dressed barely in sheep's skins of legitimacy, and rightly so also in the pulpit. So he says, where are the watchmen? Well, they're hard to find. How is it that Christians today, continuing in the article, do not seem to recognize the devilish doctrines of socialism, fascism, elitism, globalism for what they are? How are they so ignorant that they cannot see the lies of Catholicism and Protestantism and Islam and Buddhism and New Age religion? Why is it that just recently, down in New Mexico, 50 people gathered in a makeshift little shed so they could have a physical spiritual sauna? They were all crowded together, and it got hotter and hotter and hotter, and the oxygen disappeared, and two died, and a third one died later. How is it that people become so mesmerized and led astray with such things because they don't know the Bible. They don't know the truth. They don't know who they are or where they're going. They don't know who God is, what He requires. And we're going to see that we're paying the price for it. How is it that these corrupt politicians and even church pastors agree? Now, maybe there are more who are against abortion than for abortion. But let me tell you something. Abortion is the number one crime in America. We have killed 50 million of the most innocent of God's creation that were in the protection of their mother's womb because their mother was selfish, because the mother committed adultery and fornication, and so did the man who was with her. So we kill unborn babies. And now we're seeing America being merged into internationalist and global entities. And that's going to strip Americans of their God-given natural right of self-defense, promote homosexual marriages, and allow America to lose its identity, heritage, through unbridled illegal immigration. Now, let me tell you the real truth of illegal and legal immigration. We have about 50 million legal and illegal immigrants in America, almost the exact number of those who have been killed in the womb. It is punishment from God. And they will take over this nation. And they will change it because of our sins by the Christians in America, as well as the atheist and the ungodly. Yet a lot of people still think they're in good standing in their church, even though there are more churches in America than anywhere else in the world. The pastors and Christians of this country have, for the most part, become irrelevant to preserving the blessing of liberty or even the fundamental principles of the Bible, for that matter. And the reason is this. They don't know their Bible. They have their little worn paths through the Bible. And we're going to see one of the greatest lies, and we'll get into this in another program, is that the laws have been done away, and that all the Old Testament has been fulfilled. Lie. Let's go on. In the churches that were supposed to be the lighthouses of the community and the teachers of morality, what do we see? We see political correctness and avarice. They fill the churches. Where once churches stood as guardians of the truth, and I will have to say this, they were only guardians of part of the truth, and the part of the truth that they rejected and set aside and chose not to follow is the Achilles heel that is destroying the Christian churches today. They have become the progenitors of error. Absolutely true. Where once preachers stood in the similitude of Elijah and John the Baptist, they now grovel in the image of Joel Osteen and Rick Warren, who have done more individually to destroy the Christian churches in America than any two individuals that you see on the scene today. Sunday schools. Let's just talk about Sunday for a minute. One of the main reasons why we're in the trouble that we are in is because Jesus never sanctified Sunday. And that's the second main reason why we're going down. And the only way that we can recover is individually, is in our homes, and return to God with all our hearts and mind and soul and being. So we'll talk about Sunday Sabbath keeping a little later on. Just suffice to say, I remember talking to a woman one time. She said, you know, I sat in my church for 22 years, and every Sunday I asked, why don't we keep the Sabbath? Yes, people are ignorant. Today, the churches and their Sunday schools are glorified coffee shops and playgrounds. The modern Christian home cannot even discipline its own children because they don't know why they are here. They don't know what children are for. They don't know who God is, though they attend a Christian church and say, know the Lord, brother. That's why church at home. That being the case, how can it be expected to make disciples in all nations? I repeat, the modern American church has, for the most part, become irrelevant. It is little wonder that more and more people are losing interest in organized churches. That's why they go from church to church to church to church to church to church. How many churches have you gone to trying to find someone who would preach the truth, trying to find someone who would hold up the Word of God, trying to find where they actually taught the Bible and told you how to live by it? Probably a lot of you have. And a lot of you consider yourself to be good, upstanding, honest people. But I want to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it, and I want you to dwell on it very deeply. How many lies do you believe that have come from the pulpit? One of them is Sunday keeping. What other lies have you heard? Well, we'll cover that. Church at Home is going to be a continuous growing website with many, many topics, many, many sermons, and we now have almost 50 articles that are downloadable for you that you can see the truth right from the Bible. And let me just tell you, Church at Home is not about me. It's not about numbers. It's not about money. It's about you, and it's about God. That's what it's all about. That's why Church at Home. When they go to church, instead of finding Christian love and kindness, they find the same kind of gossip, slander, petty bickering, favoritism, and selfishness that you might find at any office cooler. Carnal. They're carnal Christians. They're not converted. They don't have the Spirit of God. Oh, they think they do. Many of them have a warm, fuzzy religion, but when they're confronted with the Bible, say, well, we don't do this, and we don't do that, and we don't do the other, and they follow all of those lies. Instead of hearing a prophet of God declare the Word of God, they hear a milquetoast preacher meekly musing the latest self-help book. So the truth of the matter is this. The initial blame for the heart and core of the problems in America and the lives in America and the government in America and the economics in America lies in the pulpits of the so-called Christian churches of this world because they have the Word of God and they don't preach it. The next ones who are responsible are all the citizens combined who willingly go along with it and reject God and reject His way and want their own way. Now, let's come to Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah is a very profound book. He was sent to give a prophetic message to the children of Israel, who were the northern ten tribes that were carried off into captivity, so they would have it in this modern end time. And he was sent to the house of Judah and Jerusalem as a witness of what God would do because of the sins of the people. And if you say, oh, well, God won't do that. God is a God of love. He wouldn't do that. Pray tell, you don't know your history. You don't know your biblical history. Did they go into captivity? Yes. Now let's come to Jeremiah 23. Let's see where God lays the blame and then what to do. Verse 1, Jeremiah 23, "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture," says the Lord. See, the people of Israel belong to God, the 10 tribes of Israel, the Anglo-Saxon descendants of today, the Norwegians, the Swedes, the French, the Danes, the northern part of Germany. They are the modern descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel. And they're scattered. Look at all the nations that I just mentioned. Their lands are being ruined because of the nonsense and milquetoast platitudes and rejection of God coming from the pulpits. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock. That's why the churches are becoming irrelevant and have driven them away and have not taken care of them. Behold, I will bring upon you the evil of your doing, says the Lord. And the evil is coming. And we're going to see it's coming upon the pastors. It's coming upon the ministers. It's coming upon the people. Because they did not stand in the breach and teach. They did not stand in the gap and say, "Thus says the Lord, repent." No, they didn't. Let's come to verse 9. Now, what I want you to do is take the whole book of Jeremiah and read it all the way through. And do this. Let God speak to you through the words of Jeremiah, because those are the words that God gave to Jeremiah to speak. And let this be something that you will take as personal correction so you can begin to change your life, so you can begin to make your life right. So you can begin to return to God, because that's the only solution. Government isn't going to solve it. Economic grants is not going to solve it. Only your relationship with God through repentance will. So here's what he says. As for the prophets, my heart within me is broken. And so is it with Chuck Baldwin. So is it with many others who look and see. What's happening? How can this be? He says, all my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man, like a man whom wine has overcome because of the Lord and because of the word of his holiness. The land is full of adulterers. We're obsessed with sex, obsessed with lust, obsessed with lies. I don't think there is but just maybe a handful of honest politicians in Washington, D.C., that would have the courage to really tell the truth. They are so sophisticated in double speak that lies come out of both sides of their mouths. Because of swearing, the land mourns. Is the land in trouble? Do we have floods and drought, upset weather, earthquakes? Yes, indeed. The places of the wilderness are dried up and burned up. Here's why. And their course is evil, and they wield power unjustly. That's what's happening right now. Remember this, the words of God are living words of God. The words of God are true, and they are going to take place. Verse 11, for both prophet and priest are ungodly. Yea, in my house I have found their evil, says the Lord. So their way shall be to them as slippery ways in darkness. They shall be driven on and fall in their way. I will bring evil on them, even the year of their judgment, says the Lord. Now that's where God lays the blame. And he also lays it upon the people who follow that. So I want you to go to our church website, cbcg.org, Christian Biblical Church of God. And I want you to begin this study with Jeremiah. I want you to please download the book. It's free. It's been in publication so long that there's no longer any copyright on it. It is called Judah Scepter, Joseph Birthright. Now, it's quite a long book, so you'll probably have to download it tranches at a time. And also, while you are on there, you can look at the other sermons and things that we have. Now, I also want to mention to you this book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, Which? This is a vital book of basic understanding showing the difference between the holidays of this world and the source of them and the holy days and Sabbath of God and why those things are to be kept today. Now, most people will say, oh, no, keeping the law. The law is a curse. No, it's not. It's a blessing. See, because if you keep Sunday, Christmas, Easter, and New Year's and all the holidays, and you think they're from God, and you think these are sanctified by the church, you're going to find from the pages of the Bible that you believe those lies. And if you believe and practice those lies, what makes you think that your Christianity is of God? I want you to think on that. See, church at home, we're not going to be milquetoast. We are not going to give pleasant platitudes. We are not going to give smooth, soothing words. Yes, we'll teach you of the love of God. Yes, we'll teach you of the hope of God. Yes, we will teach you of the things of the Bible. But you need to understand the truth is a two-edged sword. And it will cut you asunder if you do not return to God. So this is why, church at home, we are at a point in the history of America and the world that we don't have time for lofty platitudes of milquetoast men, or as Governor Schwarzenegger says, girly men, in the pulpit, teaching people lies and telling them everything is fine when everything is falling apart and coming to an end because of the judgment of God and what they have been teaching. So you do that. If you're concerned for this nation, if you're concerned for your family, if you're concerned for your life, if you're concerned what God is going to do, how you can get right with God, then you continue listening to church at home. And we will help you. The whole purpose is to help you find God in a wicked and evil world. So this is Fred Coulter on Church at Home, saying thank you for inviting me into your home. Thank you for going through the messages. I'll say so long for now, until next time.